It is a Thursday morning, and so that means we get to chat to the good Dr. Mokete Setwaba. Good morning, Doc. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning, Absin. Good morning to your listeners. I am doing fantastic.
Doc, I don't know if you can cure frustration. Maybe this maybe you can cure voting frustration, but okay, we're not there. If you just joined the conversation this morning, today we're going to be talking about anemia, which is a condition that develops when your blood cells lack enough healthy red blood cells. The most common cause of anemia then becomes low iron levels. And without iron, your red blood cells may then become low in protein called hemoglobin, which carries oxygen to the lungs, to the rest of your body. Dr. Mokete Setwaba joins you this morning to chat about that. But, Doc, before we start that conversation altogether, last week you were chatting to us about back pain and lower back pain, to be clear. As soon as you left with two questions about lower back pain, you described everything else. One said, why do my feet hurt when my back is sore? That's the first question.
That's the first question. So to answer this question, it has to do with posture. So when your back is sore, people start walking differently. So your balance is off. So by changing your posture, this can put a lot of strain or sprain in your feet. So now you're using those ligaments in your feet wrong. That will then result in pain later on. Secondly, this could also be referred pain, whereby either the nerve supply in the legs or the feet could be pinched. So this is an indication of maybe a more serious cause for back pain. And if this is more than 3 months going, you have to see a doctor because that's chronic back pain.
As you've mentioned the last time we were chatting to you. The second question that we got was from Joe in Brooklyn. Joe was saying, what is alkalinic? Or alkalizing, what is that?
Ankylosing spondylitis. Yeah. It's a tongue twister. But it basically means that following chronic inflammation around the joints of the spine, the joints of the spine becomes hardened and they can fuse. So this is usually caused by mechanical stress or long-standing inflammation, as I said, like arthritis. This will result in stiffness or fusion of the joints. It's important to know that there is no cure for this condition, but the symptoms can be reduced or managed with exercise, physiotherapy, and medication. So the take-home message is this, that if you have long-standing back pain, you have to go see your doctor, because if left untreated, the inflammation can cause hardening and fusion of the spinal joints.
All right, Doc. Thank you so much for clearing that up for us. And to you listening at home, I hope this serves as testament then that if you ask, even if the show is finished and you send us the questions, what we'll do is we'll send them to the good doctor to give you at least some advice. But as always, it is only advice, doctor, just to clear that up. It's always best to always try and seek medical attention wherever you can. That being said, Doc, we are 9 minutes now before we get to 5 o'clock to the news, and we still got a long discussion to have around anemia. It's a word that I'm familiar with, but one that I cannot necessarily go around to say that I understand, but it certainly is a big problem in the world.
It is a big problem. As you mentioned before, what it is, it's having low hemoglobin. This is a iron-rich protein that gives blood its red color. It carries oxygen from your lungs to the rest of your body, and then from the body to the lungs where you breathe it out. It affects globally about 1.62 billion people, and most of these people are women. And if left untreated, it definitely has negative effects to quality of life.
And talking about that, maybe to you listening at home, you are someone who is suffering from anemia. What are some of your experiences with the condition? How are you treating the condition? Share with us, 021-446-0567. That's the number you can dial. So, Doc, how does one know if they are anemic? Or what are the symptoms?
The symptoms and signs vary depending on the cause and the severity of the anemia. Anemia is divided into mild, moderate, and severe. So for some people, the symptoms can be so mild that they are completely unnoticed. But symptoms will worsen with the worsening anemia. Symptoms will include fatigue, weakness, pale or yellowish skin, fast or irregular heartbeat, shortness of breath, dizziness or lightheadedness, chest pain, headaches, and sometimes cold hands and feet.
All right. And if we look at the causes, Doc, you know, we get the symptoms, but what actually causes anemia?
We can group it into three categories. So it's either blood loss or poor production of hemoglobin or increased destruction of the red blood cells. And there's a number of different types of anemia, but the most common one is iron deficiency anemia. This is usually due to shortage of iron from either menstruation in women or gastrointestinal bleeding. That's from ulcers. So this is the most common one. The one that is caused by poor production of red blood cells could be because of diet-related issues where you're not eating enough vitamins needed to produce the hemoglobin. It could also be anemia from chronic diseases such as cancer, HIV, TB, or even rheumatoid arthritis, where there is interference in the production of the red blood cells. You also have very rare types like aplastic anemia, where your bone marrow doesn't produce enough. So these are just some of the causes. I know that we're racing through them. The last cause, the last group is where your body destroys your red blood cells. These are called hemolytic anemias, the common one being sickle cell anemia, and there are others in there as well.
We are chatting to Dr. Moketa Setuaba, your resident doctor here on the Early Breakfast Show, and he is talking to you about anemia. What are the causes? What are some of the symptoms? And how you can treat this, and maybe when it is important to go see your doctor on this. On that, Doc, who is then at risk of, getting anemia, of being anemic, and why?
Mostly it's women. So if women that have started their periods, pregnant women as well, when you're pregnant, your blood can be diluted. If you don't have enough hemoglobin already, then that condition is worsened. People who have a diet that consists of low iron, vitamin D or folate, people with intestinal disorders, people with chronic conditions as well, and others with family history of inherited hemolytic anemias. So if you fall into any of these categories, the best thing to do is to go to your doctor and get your iron levels and iron stores checked.
All right. And if we look at the need, you know, there's always something, Doc, where we talk about the need to know about something and always the whole reason of, you know, I'm abs, I'm young, I shouldn't, you know, why should I even care? I'm invincible. But, you know, there's a need to know about anemia. You talk about just over 1 billion people suffering from the condition. Why do we need to know about anemia?
Because the hemoglobin it's important to carry oxygen to your body to create energy for you to function. If you have few of this, most people will suffer from fatigue, even severe fatigue, where you can't even finish your daily tasks. So it's important to be able to function as a human being. So something as small as a hemoglobin can affect how you function during the day. And for women for pregnant, it can result in pregnancy complications where you know, you don't have enough stores, you don't have enough hemoglobin before pregnant. That can unearth a lot of complications in pregnancy. And eventually, because now your heart has to work overtime to push the hemoglobin around, you can even have heart problems later on and eventually death.
Yeah, that's a good, Doc. Very quickly, your final words?
Final words, 3 points. Low hemoglobin could be a sign of a more serious underlying condition, so see your doctor. If you experience symptoms that are suggestive of hemoglobin, definitely see your doctor. Remember that if left untreated, these symptoms will simply worsen and can lead to a worse outcome.
Well, there you have it, Doc. Thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning. A very good morning to you.
Awesome. Perhaps next week we'll look at the prevention part of it and the treatment part of it.
Ah, now we're talking. Thank you, Doctor. Dr. Mokete Sotoaba, your resident GP.